Joined now by Riley Duncan, the four-time state cross-country qualifier from Twin Cedars. And, well, Riley, let's just start with that. What do you think with, you know, four times you're heading up to Fort Dodge? What goes through your mind?
It's pretty amazing that I'm going to be going up there this Friday for my fourth time, but it just shows that all the hard work that I put in throughout the years has paid off. And so just to be able to go up there is amazing to represent my school and community.
And you've been all about that. You know, you've told us, you know, what's on the front of the jersey, then what's on the back of the jersey. And, you know, let's face it, you're getting down to the last couple times that you'll get to wear Twin Cedars. I know, bittersweet feeling, but is this going to be one of those things, okay, I'm going to go up there, enjoy it, but I'm going to still try to get to that fourth All-State?
Yeah, my goal definitely is to try to go up there and get in the top 15. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, it's still a great honor for me to be able to go up there and compete against the other great winners in the state for the fourth year in a row. But hopefully I can place in the top 15, but overall I just want to go up there and have fun. It's my last time, and yeah, you're right, things are going by way too fast, and before I know it, I'm not going to be able to wear that Twin Cedars jersey, so yeah.
Well, you know, and you're going up to a place where you had a lot of fun this summer, you know, not too far away is Harlan Rogers Park. Are some of the feelings going to come back, like, you know, man, I remember what happened about 6 months ago?
Yeah, for sure. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. It seems like just yesterday we won the state tournament. It's still very unbelievable, but going up there and being that close, I feel like I'm just going to have flashbacks of all the good times and the memories that we made up there, because that truly was a great summer, and all of those memories will last a lifetime.
Is that going to kind of maybe motivate you a little bit, knowing it's okay, last time I was at Fort Dodge, I had a real special time. Maybe, you know, Friday, I can maybe kind of push me a little bit?
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely will play a factor, knowing that what we accomplished up there this summer and then being right down the road is kind of going to bring back flashbacks. And I feel like I'm just going to have that same energy that I had at the softball tournament at the cross country meet.
Well, let's talk about your season. You had a few wins this year. Also, middle of the season had a little bit of an injury issue, but you've gone through that. I guess kind of talk about your season, how, what you think of it so far.
It's definitely been, I feel like, a very busy track season or cross-country season with everything that's been going on with my college search and everything else. But I've overall had a really fun season with a few of my teammates that have went out. And I've definitely worked hard throughout the season. Yeah, I've battled some injuries, but I just put that to the side, and I'm going to do everything I can and still make the most of it.
And I know, you know, you had a couple teammates who really wanted to be up there with you, but, you know, they're obviously still supporting you. But, you know, you had some pretty good teammates this year that were running with you all along.
Yeah, I enjoyed every single one of those teammates, and I can't thank them enough for going out and running with me and supporting me throughout this whole thing. It's definitely a bummer that Cheyenne wasn't able to make it, but she did everything she could, and she just fell short, which that happens, and I know she gave 110% effort, so I know she's going to go up there with me along with a few of my other teammates, and so they're always with me, and they're always supporting me, so I think that's just really great.
What are you looking forward to most on Friday when you get up there? I mean, the wow factor is gone. You've been up there. You know what's going on, you know. But, you know, what are you looking forward to most as, you know, it's your final state tournament up there?
I'm just going to go up there, have fun, and, you know, it's my last time that I'm going to run up there, so I'm going to make the most of it and just give it all I got.
Good luck to you, and obviously going for that fourth straight All-State bid.
Thank you.